Well, it is good to have each one of you here this morning with us in the house of the Lord. And what a beautiful, beautiful day it is. Amen. Praise God. I appreciate you being here this morning. If you want to read with me the scripture that the Lord has placed upon my heart, I'm going to ask you to turn over to the book of Psalms. And we're going to just read one single verse from chapter 26. So Psalms chapter 26, and we're just going to read verse number 2. Praise the name of the Lord. Psalms chapter 26, verse number 2. This is a psalm of King David. David writes and he says, "Examine me, O Lord, and prove me, and try my reins and my heart. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me, and try my reins and my heart." And I'm going to stop reading right there. Ask you to bow your heads and let's pray together and ask the Lord for his help and his anointing in delivering the word of God. Father, we thank you this morning that we have sensed the presence of the Holy Spirit here in our midst. As we have worshiped and as we have sang and as we have honored you with our praise, thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit that we sense here in the house of the Lord this morning. Thank you for the opportunity that you have granted to us to be here. Thank you for drawing us to the house of God to hear your word. This morning, Heavenly Father, in my own ability, I am incapable. I am a weak vessel. Fill me with your anointing and with your power, with your word. Bless me to be a blessing. Inspire my thoughts. Put your word in my mouth and your word in my heart this morning that I may freely share it. Give us liberty in the house of the Lord. Above everything, let Jesus Christ be glorified and let the people of God be edified. And Lord, for all of these things, we will give you praise and we will give you thanks. And we ask them in the mighty and awesome name of your Son, our Savior, our precious Jesus. And everyone in agreement with that prayer said amen. So I want to title my message this morning, Delete, Defrag, Download, and Reboot. Delete, defrag, download, and reboot. My wife said when she took the podium earlier, welcome to 2019. How many of you are ready for a new year? Ready or not, it's here. I can tell you that when I kind of begin to consider the new year that was before us, and somebody asked me here, before the service, Pastor Gary, how did you bring in the new year? I went, New York time. Yeah, New York time. My wife and I went to bed. But as I begin to contemplate the newness of the year and what was before us, the Lord brought my heart to this scripture, and I can tell you that I consider this scripture that the Lord has placed on my heart to be one of the most fitting verses for the start of the new year. It is a scripture that invites a divine evaluation and a divine assessment from God's point of view. Stop and think about that for a moment. When the psalmist prays our text, he is inviting God to evaluate his heart. He is inviting God to examine and prove him and try his heart. Sometimes I think we need to pray that same kind of prayer. Lord, evaluate my innermost being. Evaluate my heart. The psalmist prays and he says, Lord, examine my heart and try my reins and give me a divine review of what is hidden in my heart. He's asking God to inspect and to scrutinize, evaluate, assess, survey the condition of his innermost being. He's saying, Lord, investigate me. How many of us would dare pray a prayer like that? Investigate me. Check into my heart. Check into my life. See if it lines up with you and your word. I want you to evaluate me. I want you to examine me. If there's something that's not right in my spirit, if there's something that's not right in my heart, if I have taken some habits or I have taken to some things that I should not have taken to, look at my heart and examine me and try my reins. Check out the path that I am on. Try my heart. Analyze, appraise, test the direction of my life. How many of us here this morning would be that brave to pray that kind of prayer? Hello? Investigate the contents of our heart. Now, let me just tell you something about our heart. The Bible said in Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 9, this is what the Bible says about our heart, that our heart is deceitful above all things. And then Jeremiah goes on to say, and it can be desperately wicked, and who can know it? Sometimes we have some things hidden in our heart that should not be there. Sometimes we have some things in our heart that should not be there. Jeremiah says, desperately wicked and desperately deceitful above all things, and who can know it? But our text reveals this morning that God knows our heart, and he knows our ways, and he even knows our motives. The American Standard Version of our text says, examine me, O Jehovah, and prove me and try my heart and my mind. The God's Word translation of our text says, look closely into my heart and mind and test me, O Lord. I would submit to you this morning that that concept of being examined is not just an Old Testament concept. But I would submit to you this morning that that same concept applies in the New Testament or in the New Covenant. If you would turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse number 5, you will find the same kind of words that the psalmist David used, only these are the words of the apostle Paul. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse number 5, Paul says to us, examine yourselves. Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith and prove your own selves. In other words, what Paul is saying is, amen, you need to take some time for some self-examination and some time to allow God to examine your heart to make certain that you are walking in the right path. The scriptures are instructing us, and what I want to draw to your attention is the fact that we are instructed to do some soul searching from time to time. How many of you know the first of the year is a great time to do a little soul searching? It's a great time of the year to do a little evaluation of our life. We are instructed to evaluate and take a good long look at our life. Certain things that we are walking in, and make certain that we are walking in the ways of the Lord, and that what we are doing with our life and Him through our life is pleasing unto the Lord. The text is talking about an inner search of our heart, taking inventory, if you will, of what's inside. The psalmist says, search me, examine my life, examine my thoughts, weigh my motives, and make sure that I am walking in the path of the Lord. Try my reins. And Paul admonishes us here in 2 Corinthians to do precisely the same thing, to self-explore our heart. In other words, we are to do a little spiritual maintenance once in a while. What Paul and the psalmist are instructing us to do is that at some point we need to inspect our life and inspect our heart and make any kind of corrections that need to be made. When we look into our heart, we just might find that there are some things that have started slipping away that we need to hold on to. Hello? If we look into our heart, we might just find that there are some things that are slipping away from our life that we need to hang on to. We might find that there are some things that have latched on to our life that we need to let go of. We just might find that there are some areas in our life that need to be reshuffled and reorganized and reprioritized. In our life, we just might find that there are some old habits and some unnecessary baggage that we are carrying around that we need to turn loose of. Amen. There's an old country song that says, hold what needs holding, and amen, and mend what need mending, and throw out what needs to be thrown out. I came to tell you this morning that the fact is that there needs to be a time in our life when we do some soul searching and some evaluating and open ourselves up to the Holy Spirit and allow God to examine our life. Everything needs maintenance. Can you say amen? And the older I get, the more maintenance it needs. I was going to say, don't shout me down while I'm preaching good now. The fact is that everything needs maintenance. You build a new house, and everything is brand new. New carpet, new paint, everything is beautiful. But I hate to pop your bubble, there's going to come a time when you're going to have a fresh coat of paint. You're going to have some new carpet. Gonna need some maintenance, new weather stripping around the door. It just ain't gonna last forever. It needs to be maintained. Buy a brand new car, slide into the seat, and go, that new car smell. But after so many miles, you're gonna have to have the oil change. It's gonna need some maintenance. New wiper blades at some point, new rubber on the tires. You're going to climb in it one morning when it's nice and cold and try to crank it, and it's going to go, bah, bah, bah. You'll have to have a new battery. Everything needs maintenance. Amen. Buy a brand new super fast, ultra incredible computer, and you are flying across the internet at the speed of light. But if you don't do a little maintenance on that computer, it won't be long and you are slowly floating across the internet at the speed of smell. Hello? Because everything needs to be maintained. Cash needs to be cleaned out. Temporary internet files need to be removed. Things need to be deleted. Things need to be organized. Things need to be taken care of. Everything needs to be maintained. And this past week, the Spirit of the Lord brought me to this message about maintaining our spirit life. And I want to use maintaining our computer as a spiritual analogy, if you will, for maintaining our hearts. Just as we would maintain our computer, we need to maintain our spirit. How many of you know there are some times with your computer that you just simply need to delete some things? There are old files and old temporary files, and they just need to be cleaned out, cleared out, and deleted. And the Spirit of the Lord kind of began to speak to my heart about that. And you know, there are some times in our spiritual walk with the Lord that we just need to hit the delete button as well. Let me ask you a question this morning. How many of you could say that this past year that everything in your life went absolutely perfect? Anybody? There are no hands lifted at all. Let me just give you a piece of good news. You're not the only one. Because everybody suffered some disappointments. Everybody suffered some failures. Everybody had some things in their life that had happened that they need to just simply delete. Sometimes in our walk with the Lord and sometimes in our life, there are certain things that come up that we just simply need to hit the delete button. Disappointments are one of those things. We can either delete the disappointments of our life from our heart, amen, or we can, you know, and go on trusting in God, or we can just simply, as a little child, go on asking why? Why didn't this happen? Why didn't you answer my prayer the way I thought that you should answer my prayer? Why didn't you move when I thought that you should move? Why? Let me just tell you something this morning. It is not that God is not concerned, and it is not that God is not, amen, slack concerning his promises, but sometimes God does not answer our prayers in the way that we think he should answer them, because sometimes God has a better plan than what you do. Amen. And instead of being disappointed about it, we need to just simply hit the delete on our disappointments and trust in God. The Bible said, put your trust in the Lord. Amen. Put your lean not to your own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I want you to know something this morning. We can either just allow our disappointments, amen, to fester in our life and rob us of our joy and our peace, or we can simply hit the delete button, get up, and move on with God. And sometimes we just need to realize that God didn't answer our prayer when we thought he should have, and the way we thought he should have, simply because God had a better plan. God had something else in mind. My father used to say, amen, hearing him preach, he used to say that delays are not defeats. Can I just share with you this morning? Delays are not defeats. We may have disappointments along the way, but I want you to understand something this morning. If we will just keep our hand in the hand of God, he will bring us unto an expected end. Let me just share with you about the life of Joseph. Joseph has a dream that one day his family are going to bow in reverence to him. He shared that dream with his family. And then from that point forward, the life of Joseph was filled with one disappointment right after the other. His brothers got angry at him, put him in a pit, sold him in slavery, and he kept trying to bounce back, trying to come back. He's in Potiphar's house. Potiphar's wife accuses him of doing something that he didn't do. He gets thrown in prison. Here he is, A man that had a dream from God that great things were going to take place. And here he is, one disappointment right after another disappointment and another disappointment and another disappointment. And he finds himself in the dungeon, finds himself in prison. And what did Joseph do? Did he get all discouraged and throw in the towel and say, "That's it, I quit. God, you said one thing and it's turned out to be something else"? No, that's not what he did at all. As a matter of fact, Joseph kept a right heart and a right spirit, and he learned where the delete button was, and he just deleted his discouragements and he deleted his disappointments, and he kept right on trusting God. Let me tell you the end of the story. There came a day when God brought him out of the prison and made him number two in command over all of the people of Egypt. He brought him from the prison to the palace. Amen. I'm here to tell you this morning, it may not work out when you think it ought to. It may not work out how you think it ought to. But if you keep your hand in the hand of God, he will work it out. Failure. Anybody had any failure this past week or this past year? I said this past week because I had failure just this past week. Disappointments, failure. Hit the delete button on the failure. I told somebody here a couple of Sundays ago, amen, if you never fail, that just is a sure sign that you ain't doing nothing. Because I promise you, if you ever put forth an effort to try, you're going to fail at times. What is the old saying? If at first you don't succeed. I had a buddy in high school that said, if at first you don't succeed, give up. Quit making a fool out of yourself. He was just teasing, but the point is, if at first you don't succeed, you get up and you try again. Failure does not have to be fatal. Delete the failure and move on. Some people are imprisoned by their failure. Some people are imprisoned because they failed, and it keeps them from moving forward. Don't be paralyzed by the past. Just because you failed at something doesn't mean that you are a failure. If you fail at something, then you have found a way that it will not work. Try something else. Hello? And just keep trying and keep coming back and keep coming back and keep coming back. And if you keep coming back and you keep trying and you keep working and you keep striving, there will come a day when you'll hit the ball out of the park. Delete your failures. When it comes to failure, remember that failure does not have to be fatal. Pick yourself up. Place your failure underneath the blood of Jesus Christ and move on. All of us here this morning at some time in 2018 had suffered disappointments and suffered failure. Amen. And we need to find the delete button and just hit delete. Let me give you some biblical words from the Apostle Paul to put it into context. Paul said in Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 12, he said, "Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect." Verse 13, he said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended," meaning I haven't reached the pinnacle yet. But he said, "This one thing I do, not these 40 things I dabble in, but this one thing I do, amen, reaching forth unto those things that are before me and putting behind me those things that are behind me, and I reach toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God that's in Christ Jesus." What I'm saying this morning is you cannot move forward looking back. So delete those failures and delete those disappointments. Don't be imprisoned by the disappointments of the past. Don't be imprisoned by the failures of the past. Put them under the blood of Christ and move on. Move on. And today is a great day to say, all right, I'm going to put that behind me. I am going to put that behind me. Deal with it here today. If you have disappointments and you have failures in your past that are holding you back from becoming everything that God wants you to be in 2019, then put those things behind you and reach forth unto those things that are before you. The second thing that the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart about is the word defrag. Someone said this morning, what in the world is defrag? I ain't talking about Fraggle Rock. Defrag, what is defrag? Well, your computer has a utility program called Disk Defragmenter. And they call it defrag for short. So I'm no computer expert by far. But here's what I do know. That when you are taking in information into your computer, part of that information is stored here on the hard drive. And part of it can be stored here. And here, and here, and there, and there. And then whenever you pull up that file, your computer has to remember where all of those pieces are and retrieve those pieces in a timely manner in order to make the file that you pull up complete or appear complete on your computer. And when your computer gets fragmented, it runs slower because it has to pull up those pieces of information. And so what defrag does is it organizes all of those files and puts them closer together on the hard drive so that when you click on that file, it opens up quicker. It opens up faster. Defrag pulls it all together and organizes and prioritizes the information that's on your hard drive. Spirit of God began to speak to me about making priorities in life. Not only are there some things in our spiritual life that we need to just delete, but there's some things in our life that we need to reprioritize and reorganize. And if we would do that, our spiritual life would run a lot more effectively and a lot more smoothly. See, sometimes we have our life scattered by running here and running there, and we think this is a priority and that this is a priority, and we have life and work and laundry and bills and all of those sort of things, and we get a little church here and a little church there and a little prayer here and a little prayer there and a little of God's word over here and a little of God's word there. And really what we need to do is just stop and reorganize and reprioritize. And understand that God needs to come first. Understand that God needs to come first. Now, I will tell on myself. I am the kind of person that everything has a place and everything needs to be in its place. I know. I see my daughter-in-law and my wife going, oh, Jesus. And I walk into a room, and if it is cluttered, and I'm not talking about dirty. I'm just talking about clutter. I'm so bad that, if there's paper on the desk, it needs to be like laid on the desk all in one little neat pile. I see no reason for it to be scattered out. My wife, on the other hand, can find it better when it's scattered out.
<That's my point. laughs>
And sometimes I'm telling on myself, not my wife, really. Sometimes when I walk into a room and things are scattered, it unnerves me. It makes me feel like Lord have mercy. And I do really well. I keep my mouth shut. She works a full-time job, and she, you know, I mean, I just, you know. But there comes a point. I'm just saying, there comes a point. And all I have to do is walk in and go, do we need this anymore? And she's like, just give me a little bit. I'll get that taken care of. I'm like, sweet Lord Jesus. Thank you. Now let me just share with you this morning that our spiritual life can be the same way. If we are unorganized and we are unprioritized in our spirit life, everything just feels a little out of place. It just feels a little out of whack. We don't have the peace of mind that we could have. We don't, I mean, if our prayer life is inconsistent and our reading the word is inconsistent and we're not prioritizing the things of God, we can feel a little disjointed. We can feel a little out of place. Anybody understand what I'm saying? Well, let me just tell you this morning, we need to find out how to defrag our spiritual hard drive and get it back together. And get it back in its place. This is what Jesus said. Jesus gave us some really good advice in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of this other stuff will be added to you. Let me put that in my common English term. Everything else will fall into place. But you got to put him first. You got to prioritize. Let me just tell you, some of you here this morning, the reason you're feeling out of joint and out of place and feeling you don't have the peace of mind that you could have or the joy that you could have is because you got your priorities in the wrong place. Defrag. Get it together. Bring it together, prioritize, and things will run more effectively. Things will run more smoothly. Don't be paralyzed by a fragmented life, but hit the defrag button and reorganize and reprioritize and understand what really matters to God. Let me just tell you, some of the things that we stress about are nothing at all in the light of eternity. Right? Some of the things we get all worked up about are really not that big in the grand scheme of things. So defrag. Number three, the third thing that the Spirit of the Lord laid on my heart is we need to download. If you crawl on your computer often enough, there's going to come a moment when Java pops up and says, you have a download. You need to update your software. Microsoft is going to pop up and say, there is a new download for this week. Hello? You're going to have some information that needs to come to your computer in order for it to run properly. You need to stay current on your downloads. Our spirit man is the same way. We need some critical downloads, and I would say that we need some of those downloads on a daily basis. What kind of downloads are you talking about, Pastor Gary? This is what Jesus said in Matthew 4 and 4. He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Jesus said in John chapter 6 in verse number 35, he said unto them, I am the bread of life, and he that comes to me shall never hunger, and he that believes on me shall never thirst. Can I tell you that we need to be drinking at the fountain and eating at the bread bar every day?
Amen. And God speaks every day. And when he speaks, one word from the Lord will strengthen us and give us the faith that we need to carry on. But if we are not taking time for those critical downloads, amen, and being filled in our spirit, man, we are not going to run our life effectively. We need to hear from heaven. We need to be fed from heaven. Our spirit man needs to be fed just as the outer man needs to be fed. And we need to take time to hear what the Spirit says unto the church. Do you remember in the Old Testament when the Bible said that the people had nothing to eat and God rained bread out of heaven and the manna lay upon the ground and they were instructed to go out and pick up just enough for the day and get just enough to fill the need of the day? What I'm saying this morning is that every day we need to hear the word of the living God, whether it's preached, whether it's sang, whether it's a direct word from the Spirit, but we need a rhema word from God that gives us the life that we need in our spirit man. We need critical updates on a daily basis. One word from the Lord can give you peace throughout the rest of the day. One word from the Lord can cause you to look at your circumstances and say, I don't care what it looks like, it shall be well. Do you remember the little woman? Her son had died. She goes to the prophet. The prophet says to her, hey, what's up? Is everything okay? And she says, it shall be well. Her son was laying back at the house dead, but she believed it would be all right. And you know why she believed it? Because in the very beginning, she got a word from God that God was going to give her a child. What gave her that faith? That word. What I'm saying this morning is that when you hear from heaven, you can look all of your circumstances. Every day is not going to go well. Every day is not going to go right. Every day you're going to have disappointments and failures along the way, and you're going to run into circumstances that try your faith and all of that sort of thing. But if you have a word from God, you can look at all of those things that are happening and put a smile on your face and say, it shall be well. It may not look well. It may not look like I got a reason to shout or a reason to praise, but I know what my God has said, and I believe the word of the Lord, and it shall be well. We need critical downloads on a daily basis. We live by the rhema word of God, the living word of God. If you are not taking in critical word from the Lord every day, then your spirit man is not going to flourish effectively. The fourth thing that the Holy Spirit laid upon my heart is reboot. Did you know that some downloads, you could download the information from Windows or download the Java update or download the, you know, the PDF reader or whatever. I mean, you could do the critical updates, and they would never take effect until you reboot. You got to reboot. You got to reboot. You got to restart. You got to restart. Today is a great day to restart. Delete. Defrag. Download. Reboot. If 2018 wasn't your cup of tea, if 2018 wasn't your cup of tea, then delete, defrag, download, and reboot. Start over again. It's a new season. It's a new day. There's a fresh anointing coming your way. It's a new season. It's a new start. Critical downloads only take effect when we reboot. You gotta have the nerve to
tell it to start over again. You got to have the nerve to tell it to reboot. Maybe you are here this morning and there are some things that need to be deleted from your heart. Maybe you're here this morning and you need to run the defrag in your spirit, man. Maybe you're here this morning and you need some critical downloads and you need to hear a word from God. And maybe you're here today and you need to reboot or restart some things in your life. Then I'm encouraging you here this morning to begin again. Restart. Renew your commitments to the Lord. The psalmist says, examine me. Test me. Scrutinize. Investigate me. Assess my heart. Try my reins, my path. Try my reins. I'm here to tell you this morning, we need to do that same kind of examination in our spirit, in our life. It's a new year, only 6 days old. You can have a fresh start. You can reorganize. You can reprioritize. Ask the Lord this morning to examine your heart, if you dare. Ask the Lord this morning to examine your spirit, if you will. Because I believe with all of my heart that when we do that, he's going to reveal some things that maybe need to turn loose of and some things that we need to hang on to and some things that we need to redirect and reorganize and reshuffle and reprioritize. Bow your heads, please. I'm going to ask you this morning if you want to hit the reboot button. Ask you this morning if there's some things in your heart that need to be deleted, some things that need to be defragged, some critical downloads that need to be brought into your heart. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks and we give you praise for your goodness, for your mercy to us. Father God, this morning, I would ask that you would take the words that we have endeavored to speak to the hearts of these who are here today, those that will listen by way of the internet. If there's some areas of our life, Lord, that just simply need to be deleted, some areas that need to be defragmented, some critical uploads or downloads, Lord, that need to transpire in our life. We just need a fresh start. Help us to understand that you are here to do exactly those things in our life when we call upon you. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Are you here this morning and you would say, Pastor Gary, there's some things I need to delete. Some disappointments, some failures, some hurts. And God already sees some hands going up. There's some things I just need to hit the delete button and move on. Yes, yes, yes. Maybe you're here this morning and you would say, Pastor Gary, there's some areas of my life that I need to reprioritize. God sees your hands. Yes, yes, yes. Maybe you're here this morning and you would just simply say, Pastor, I need to hear a word from the Lord today. I need to hear a word. I need to hear a rhema, a word in my spirit. God sees your hands. Stand to your feet all over the building this morning and let's pray. Heavenly Father, you have seen every hand that was lifted. My Father, you have seen every hand that was lifted toward you today. Help us to hit the delete button on our disappointments, our failures. Help us to reprioritize, reorganize, and move forward. This morning, Lord, we're asking for critical updates in our spirit. Renew the joy of the Lord. Renew our peace that passes all understanding. Renew our strength in you. Revive our walk with you. You said if we would draw nigh to you, that you would draw nigh unto us. Lord, here we are. We come close to you. Draw near unto us. A rhema word from heaven, God, that literally feeds our spirit man. Help us to reboot. Let today be a fresh start. And when the enemy tries to bring up some things, certain things, Lord, let us just be able to turn around, look at the enemy and say, I've already put that behind me. I have already moved on. I'm not going to get hung up by that anymore. In Jesus' name we ask it and we pray it. In Jesus' name we ask it and we pray it. Amen.